dry, why we just still do it. Most of the creeks around here, though, and if part of them are dry, there will still be spots where there will be holding water.
If you were raising cattle, how would you water your stock?
How would you water?
Mm-hmm.
We were raising cattle. We'd water them in ponds.
And these are man-made?
And, yeah, either that or in rivers, which would be available, or in creeks.
I asked you about a farm a minute ago. I should have asked you what sort of soil you would have looked for.
What kind of soil I would look for? I would look for a good humus soil, black soil.
Mm-hmm. If the soil is good and rich and fairly sandy and porous, what's it called?
Good and rich and fairly porous. Well, sandy loam normally.
Well, what are some of the names of the streams around here?
Streams. Well, that one in front of us has two names, Greasy Creek and Muggy Creek. And then we have Snake Creek, Cane Creek, Deep Fork River, Polecat Creek, Turkey Creek.
Did you say Polecat Creek?
Polecat. Creek.
The place where a creek flows into a river and water sort of backs up there, is that called anything special?
You mean where the where it flows into it?
Mm-hmm.
No, not that I recall. We ever give any particular name.
If we were going to talk about roads, well, just roads in general, what kinds are there around here?
Well, there are highways and gravel roads, blacktop, country roads, dirt roads, gravel roads.
A country road, what would this be like?
The dirt road, it would be a dirt road.
This would be one that branches from a main highway? Or?
Well, it could be. We have, of course, that's your main highway and your gravel road normally going into your main highway, and then your country roads and dirt roads going into your gravel roads.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the road that leads from the highway up to the house?
Driveway.
Mm-hmm. And the one from the barn back to the pasture?
Or gave it any particular name, just, I don't know. We just call it, normally, just a road, I guess.
What would you call the ditch beside the road?
We always call them ditches. Now, several people around call them bar ditches.
Well, to me it was always a ditch, a bar ditch, I learned maybe 5 years ago.
There,
I was surprised.
We was raised on ditches, but there's some now that's called a bar ditch.
If you were going to walk someplace, where would you walk? Let's say if you were out in the country.
Where would I be?
Yeah, the road led to there and you were going to...
I guess I quite get your meaning.
Well, if you were going to walk down the road, let's say it was... pretty well traveled. Where would you walk?
You mean where in the road?
Yeah.
Well, I'd walk on the side of the road. That's what you mean.
In town, where would you walk?
Sidewalk.
That's the only term I know in town, sidewalk, but in some of the northern states, it's a berm.
Berm?
Well, this would be the side of the road. Walk on the berm.
Oh, I never heard that
it's
one.
New to me, yeah.
It is to me.
If you saw a boy standing out in the field where there were a lot of stones or rocks,